The Nerve Center is a large rectangular room with giant TV monitors plastered to the wall. About 10 meteorologists and weather observers sit before screens, which are pulsing with brightly colored radar images. It's quiet, the quiet before the storm.
Right now, the biggest concern is about 50 miles west of the Fort Worth area.
Meteorologist Nick Hampshire is evaluating the images and data that result in the local weather forecasts you hear on the radio.
The latest from the National Weather Service is that
the tornado watches that flash across television sets, the warnings that activate weather sirens and save lives. Less than 24 hours ago, a powerful E5 tornado left a trail of death and debris in Oklahoma. Conditions are now ripe for severe weather in North Texas, so Hampshire is on his toes.
You see these storms and you know bad things are going to happen, so you just want to convey that message as quickly as possible to the public of North Texas.
At the desk next to Hampshire, meteorologist Mark Fox is tweeting out the first severe thunderstorm warning of the day.
Last tweet was about the hail heading toward Stevens County.
Fox handles social media for the 46 counties covered by this National Weather Service office, and the blast of bad weather has generated a surge of followers. The region's Facebook page has had an increase of more than 3,700 users in the past day. The Twitter following more than doubled.
Storm's located 4 miles east of Crystal Falls, moving northeast at 40.
Ham radio operators, who are volunteers, are also at work.
WB5QLD at the National Weather Service in Fort Worth.
Mike Heskett will be talking to spotters as today's storms roll through.
We'll be actually on the same frequency that the spotters in the field are on. What they look at on radar doesn't actually tell you what's on the ground at that current time. It takes those spotters with eyes actually looking out there to see what really is happening.
Tom Bradshaw couldn't agree more.
We really couldn't do our job effectively without storm spotters, and the vast majority of those are just regular citizens.
Bradshaw is the meteorologist in charge of the National Weather Service's North Texas operation. He says everyone here has a specific job, and the quiet pace at this moment becomes frenetic when Mother Nature delivers the kind of weather that ripped through Granbury last week.
We were putting a lot of warnings out at a time, doing a lot of social media, a lot of NWS chat with our media and emergency management partners, just trying to drive information out of these walls and into the hands of people that can use it.
Bradshaw and his team can see danger long before it arrives.
It gets driven home to you when you go out and do surveys the next day and you walk amid the damaged homes and the slabs and you see firsthand the power of nature and what it can do to folks' lives.
They can't stop the severe weather, but the National Weather Service team makes it their mission to give millions of citizens the information they need to take cover and stay safe.
We'll be monitoring here pretty much throughout the day, so take care.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.